Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me continue with the testimony I shared with the Indiana State Senate Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee on Tuesday. You can listen to Wednesday's part one of this discussion by going to the online archives of this program at 1320wils.com. When Michigan adopted a sales tax exemption on precious metals and rare coins in 1999, residents changed their behavior. They started flocking to Michigan coin dealers. Because of razor-thin profit margins, the sales tax on bullion and coin sales was a real disadvantage for Michigan dealers. Before Michigan adopted the exemption on bullion and coins, my company rarely made Michigan retail sales of more than $1,000. So how have things changed since the exemption took effect? From 1999 to the end of 2011, there was a 70% increase in coin dealerships. Employment rose more than 130% from about 450 to at least 1,050. Michigan Treasury research determined that 38.5% of payrolls are spent on merchandise for which Michigan sales tax is collected. The increase in Michigan payrolls generated additional sales tax collections that almost completely offset collections lost because of the exemption. Remember, this coin dealer employment surge occurred while Michigan as a whole suffered job losses. Industry sales soared. My company's Michigan retail sales from 1997 to 2011 increased more than 2,500%. An analysis of our 2011 Michigan retail sales showed that 94% of the volume came from transactions of $5,000 or larger, which rarely happened when we had to charge sales tax. Coin dealers also experienced huge increases in sales of merchandise such as jewelry, antiques, sports cards, hobby supplies, and other collectibles that were still subject to sales tax. By 2011, coin dealers were generating Michigan tax collections more than double what they were when they had to charge sales tax on bullion and coin sales, despite the lost taxes on items that became exempt from sales tax. But politicians don't expect this result because they do not do dynamic analyses of proposed changes in tax laws. The Michigan hospitality industry collected more taxes as more coin shows were sponsored here, drawing more out-of-state dealers to spend money here. Best of all, these benefits happen in Michigan without any net cost to the state treasury or to Michigan taxpayers. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.